10th pack of Yivames, Mishnah Dalet. Misha Holcha Ishtum Dina Sayyam. A person whose wife went to Medina Sayyam, Vova Amuloi Mace Ishtucha Venosa Sachoisa. They came and told him that your wife died, and therefore he married her sister. Because once his wife is dead, he can marry his sister. So this is not the case of the previous Mishnayos where the husband died. Here his wife, he had eidus that his wife died. Afterwards, afterwards his first wife came back. Now here's a case that wasn't one eid, it was two eidim, because the chiddush that one eid is believed is only that the husband died, but the wife died, we don't have the chiddush. So the Maisi relied on the eidim, his wife came, he married his sister, and then his wife came back, so it came out the second marriage was nothing. So he could go back to his original wife, and the second sister doesn't need to give a get. Umutaz b'kroivis shniya, he's mutter, and all the kroivis, the relatives of his second wife, because she really wasn't his wife. The shniya mutaz b'kroivis, she's also mutter in his kroivim. In Maisri Shaina, mutter b'shniya. If the first wife died, then he's permitted to live with the second one. There's a certain chiddush over here, even though at the time that he married her it was usher, but the ma'aseh he did it, he relied on the eidim, and therefore he's allowed to stay with it. They told him your wife died and he married his sister. Then afterwards they told him that she was alive at the time we told you, but eventually she died. So Vlad Rishon Mamza, the first Vlad that he had before his first wife died is a Mamza, because he married her sister. After a Mamza, because the second child that was born after his wife died is a legitimate child. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is a little complicated, and we'll give a little hadgama. He's talking about a case where he was married to a certain woman, and then his brother-in-law and his wife went out of town. Basically, what happened now is that his brother-in-law was married to his wife's sister, and his wife's sister remained behind. He remained behind. His brother-in-law and his wife went to Medina Sayyam. Came Adim and said that the two of them died, his brother-in-law and his wife. If they both die, then he's permitted to marry his sister-in-law, because his wife is dead and her husband is dead. And that's what he did. So the question is, now, afterwards, they both come back. Is he permitted to go back to his wife or not permitted to go back to his wife? So Rabbi Yossi understood that in any case that he married the sister of his wife, based on the assumption that his wife died and his wife eventually came back, he could go back to his wife. Rabbi Yossi says a limitation. What's a limitation? It depends like this. If he only did Kiddushin and not Nisuim to his wife, and then his wife and his brother-in-law went to Medina Sayyam, they said he's dead, and he married his wife's sister. In this case, even though the wife comes back, he has to give a get to his wife's sister. The question is, why does he have to give a get to his wife's sister? And he's married to his own wife, and his wife's sister was B.S. Nusit, it was nothing. But since it's a concept like this, that if you just gave Kedushin, sometimes Kedushin could be out of Tanai. If the Kedushin is out of Tanai, then the first Kedushin did not take effect, and he has to give a get to the second wife. So since we're concerned that people would think that the reason why he married the sister is because the first Kedushin was out of Tanai, therefore he has to give a get to the sister. Once he has to give a get to the sister, he can't remain married to his first wife, because it looks like the wife, his wife is a sister of his divorcee, so therefore he has to divorce his own wife. But if his wife and brother-in-law went to Medina Sayyam after he raided the Nisuin to his wife, once a person makes Nisuin, the chuppah with his wife, all the Tanaim fall off. It's an unconditional union, and therefore, when once again his wife and brother-in-law went to Medina Sayyam, they said they're dead, he married her sister. When she comes back, he does not need a get from her sister, because it's clear that it was a mistaken relationship with his sister because he was nesua to his original wife, her sister, and he does not need to give a get to his sister, to the second sister that he lived with. Since he doesn't have to give her get, therefore he could marry his previous wife. So basically, he's saying that there are certain conditions that he married his wife's sister, and he will have to give the wife's sister a get, and therefore, when his wife comes back, he'll be also to his own wife.